Today, I'm going to speak to you about neurodiversity. It's a topic that is very close to my heart, and I feel it's not a new topic, but an important topic for all to understand so we can bring our most authentic selves to work. So what exactly is neurodiversity? Neurodiversity is a concept that neurological differences, such as autism, ADHD, dyslexia and others, are simply natural variations of the human brain. Rather than viewing these as differences, neurodiversity celebrates them as unique strengths and perspectives. One of the most important aspects of understanding neurodiversity is recognising the immense diversity within the neurodiverse community itself. Just as no two neurotypical individuals are exactly alike, no two neurodivergent individuals are exactly alike either. Each person's experiences is shaped by a complex interplay of factors, including genetics, environment and personal identity. One common misconception about neurodiversity is that it only encompasses certain conditions, such as autism or ADHD. However, neurodiversity is a broad and inclusive concept that encompasses a wide range of neurological variations, from dyscalculia to synesthesia, from Tourette's syndrome to bipolar disorder. Neurodiversity encompasses the full spectrum of human cognitive diversity. One of the key principles of neurodiversity is the idea of neurodivergent pride. Just as members of marginalised communities reclaim slurs and stereotypes as a symbol of pride and empowerment, many neurodivergent individuals proudly embrace their neurodivergent identity. Neurodivergent pride is about celebrating the unique strengths and perspectives that neurodivergent individuals bring to the table. Of course, it's important to recognise that neurodiversity is not without its challenges. Neurodivergent individuals often face barriers to education, employment and social inclusion. From inaccessible classrooms, discriminatory hiring processes, the neurodiverse community faces a wide range of systematic barriers that must be addressed to create a more inclusive society. One area where the principles of neurodiversity are gaining increasing recognition is in the workplace. Many companies like Asset Motors recognise the value of neurodiversity and are actively seeking to create more inclusive and supportive work environments for neurodivergent employees so we can harness their unique talents. Another important aspect of neurodiversity is the concept of neurodivergent allyship. Just as members of privileged groups can use their privilege to advocate for marginalised communities, neurotypical individuals can use their privilege to advocate for the right and inclusion of neurodivergent individuals. Whether it's challenging harmful stereotypes, advocating for inclusive policies, neurodivergent allyship is the crucial in the fight for neurodiversity acceptance and inclusion. Supporting a neurodiverse colleague at work requires empathy, understanding and a willingness to accommodate their unique needs and preferences. Here are some ways to support a neurodiverse colleague at work. Firstly, educate yourself. Take time to learn about the specific neurodivergent conditions your colleague may have. Learn about their strengths, challenges and common accommodations that may be helpful. Respect boundaries. Respect your colleagues' boundaries and preferences. Some neurodivergent individuals may have sensory sensitivities or social anxieties, so be mindful of noise levels, interruptions and personal space. Communicate effectively. Be clear and direct in your communication with your neurodiverse colleague. Avoid using ambiguous language or sarcasm, as this can be difficult for some individuals to interpret. Offer your support and assistance when needed, but be respectful of your colleagues' anatomy and independence. Asking you to best support them and be willing to adjust your approach based on their feedback. Provide structure and routines. Most neurodivergent individuals thrive in environments that provide a clear structure and routine. Help create a predictable work environment by setting clear expectations, providing schedules and minimising unexpected changes whenever possible. And be patient and understanding. If your colleague needs extra time to process information or complete tasks, avoid rushing or pressuring them and be supportive of their individual pace and personal style of working. Advocate for inclusivity and accessibility in the workplace by promoting policies and practices that support neurodiversity. And lastly, take the time to listen to your colleagues' experiences and validate their feelings and perspectives. Let them know that you are there to support them and that their experiences are valued and respected. Ultimately, the journey towards true neurodiversity acceptance and inclusion is a journey that we must all embark on together. By embracing the principles of neurodiversity, celebrating the unique strengths and perspectives of neurodivergent individuals, and advocating for inclusive policies and practices, we can create a world where everyone, regardless of their neurology, can thrive and flourish.